Thank you. Run and not weary. They will walk and not faint. a channel, an open, open area is open. Yes, that's right. It's open. It's open. In this place, it's open. Only declare the decree is happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening in this place. It's happening right now.
Thank you.
trumpet blowing angels. Taking it through. music of heaven in this place. Right now. Shh. concrete, a skeleton that's clinging on to you, over your back. Throw those skeletons right now. False, it is false, it is false. Throw them. Jesus. Thank you for letting us to soak in the waves of your grace. Thank you for shifting us from here to heaven and ministering over us. That we let loose of all the fake comforts and the skeleton at our back, and even the snake in our brains, tormentation of thoughts and disturbances during this season. That we become free in our physical body, our eyes of understanding enlightened, and ears to hear you, Holy Spirit. Set yourself free. set yourself apart. Be alone. Set yourself free. Set yourself apart. Your comfort, if it comes from fake, it hurts you, and it hurts you long, big time. And if your comfort comes from God, it stays longer. And it's so good. Yeah? And so now what God wants is, this is what He wants. Like Psalm 16, verse 8 says, I have set the Lord continually before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Okay? 8th verse. I have kept the Lord continually before me. This is the season. Keeping the Lord continually before. Just keeping on, going on into Him. Not any diversion. Not anything at all. Nothing that can hold on to a stinky old stuff of in the world. We are being refreshed and we are being changed. God is so much in a hurry to devour us. He wants to devour us. Like you enter into the mouth of the lion, that type of a thing. You enter into the open gates of God and getting into that thing. Okay, you can do it even now. We can do it even now. Getting into it for the sake of God. For the sake of not anything else. Leave alone everything, because enough we do all that. But it's for the sake of God only. Okay? Plans God will give you how to do it, and you will do it. You come to a place that you are so sullen, you're so silent, you're so engrossed, you are into the mouth of the lion. Let Him devour you. I've set the Lord continually before me, because He's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, my inner self, rejoices. Many have lost the rejoicing. So, to me, I lose my rejoicing because I've not kept Him continually before. Rejoicing God. So, wise words, I keep Him continually before me, I shall be in the freshness of God. And today, how many of you saw things? I don't know. The moment we came here, I know the complete thing was open. And then, you know, all the different type of God's heavenly elements, like feathers, you know, colorful threads, gemstones, and glory dust, and everything, that type of all the elements of heaven, objects of heaven, all of it were open here. At the same time, you know, like, come up higher is the altar call. Set your mind above, not below. How many of you have such experiences right now in your life that you're so fed up to looking up around, but you are so fond of looking above? Yeah? So keep that lifestyle. I keep my God continually. Keep that lifestyle. That is the thing right now, the thing of God. I said when these guys are playing, actually those music type is, you know, guys who have got it, I think they've got from heaven. And those types of the music that they've got, that will change your DNA. The whole DNA structure. Whole DNA structure changes into godly DNA structure. So you were sitting under that kind of a thing. You guys, you did not plan, right? You just came, right? It's all God. The totally, purely God. What a synchronization, and what a melody, and what a unity. A Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. All glory to Jesus, because, you know, this is how it should be. No planning. But then he comes down and take over, because hearts of God. These guys have spent times in prayer. They've been into the presence of the Lord, that I know. And they worked for that. And they didn't plan that they are going to do. They were just praying. But he did. So he says, you will show me. This word, please take it into you. God is going to show. This is the show of time. Okay? God's show of time. We catch that word, right? God's show of time. And our eyes will be enlightened to see. Go with that today, okay? Enlightened to see. So right now what we say, God, release and a seer anointing upon me. God, release a seer anointing upon me. So these guys, if they get into that seer style, musicians, worshippers, singers, they will see and speak. They will see and sing. That will bring lots of what? Freedom. Hallelujah. He's telling you, will show me the path of life. From yesterday, he's behind this word life. He will show me the path of life. In your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures. So this drudgery type of a lifestyle is not from God. We shift us into that kind of a seeking mode, seeing mode. He gives us what? Pleasure. Shall we ask the Lord for that? Lord, show me the path of life. Get to me into your presence whenever I come to you. All these dragging thoughts, all these nagging thoughts will be out of my mind when I enter into your presence. Help me, Jesus, to build a place, a portal for me personally, that when I step into that place, the presence, the heavy presence, will come on me. Do you feel that? Tell him, I'm hungry for you, God. I'm hungry for you, God. I'm hungry for you. I become more gentler, more softer, more easier. My eyes will see the angels of God. When I say angels, I say angels of God. Angels from the Father. Yes, only them we want. Angels of God. Let them start to do the errands for us as we step into the presence of God. Supernatural, everything supernatural, favor surrounding us, supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural changes everywhere. That grass is green, the sky is blue for us. That type of a total change, the dullness leave. Yes, the dullness in the atmosphere leave. The dullness leave. The dullness leave. That we drag ourselves into the presence, that leave. In Jesus' name, that leave in Jesus Christ's mighty name. That we step into it and we are there with Him. God, that type of soldier angels, warrior angels, we release for every person, in every home, in every area, that they will protect what God is giving. They will guard what God is giving. Saturate our home. Come on, pray. Saturate our home. The holy visitation. The holy visitations will be our way of life or norm. The holy visitation. Give us a season to be visited by you. Let heaven come down into our being, very being. The being will be in and out of heaven, within and without. Jesus. Help us not to sin. That will be so straight, oh God, our spirit will be the master in our life. That we will go behind the spirit who is governed by the Holy Spirit. That there shall be no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, God. That we are in Christ Jesus, live and walk not after the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. God, we give these days, this complete 7 days of this week, for this total job of heaven to take place within us. Not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Spirit of the living God, come on, stretch forth your hands towards Him. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Connect me with the Word of God, with the voice of God. Start right now. A bonding start. only the doers of Hebrew. Find us completely with you, that we find no way of escape. We give you permission to bind us with you, that we find no way of escape. You bind us totally with you. We find no way of escape. It's yielded to you, Lord. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Help me to pursue those things which gratify the Spirit of God. Let me be controlled by the desires of the Spirit of God. Let mine be set fully on the things of God. Let me seek those things that will gratify the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to rule and to reign so that I will gratify only you. No one else, not even my own self. I will gratify only you. Mind, I speak to you now. Mind of the flesh, cease right now. Because you are bringing death to me. Mind of the flesh, cease right now. Because you are bringing death to me. Mind of the Holy Spirit, come upon me now. Because you give me life, peace, now and forever. I step into that and I choose you. And my life will be totally like floating, like flying, soaring, all the time, going higher and higher. Always with the Holy Spirit, not bound by the flesh and the mind of the flesh. I do not want the mind of the flesh that kills me. I do not want the mind of the flesh activities because it's totally death. I want the activities of the mind of the Holy Spirit, which is life and which is peace for now and forever. Oh, Jesus, we take it, God. We are new. We are made new. Our thoughts are changed. Our thoughts are not hostile to you. Our thoughts change. Our thoughts change. Our thoughts change. They are not hostile to God. They are not against God. Our thoughts change completely, totally. All the stupidity of fear, doubt, and calamities, all the wonderment of the flesh, die in Jesus. Die in Jesus. Completely die in Jesus.